Hi, I'm Sarah Shapiro. I'm the Vice President of Education at PBS, and I'm passionate about children's learning and children's media.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Crutchfield from WTCI in Chattanooga, and I'm passionate about kids learning and really excited to be here.
Hi, I'm Linda Kakelis from Oakland, California with STEM Next Opportunity Fund, and my passion work is empowering families to help them support their kids in STEM.
Hi, I'm Sana Jaffrey with the Chicago Learning Exchange. I'm passionate that young people see that they are going to be hopefully lifelong learners.
I'm John Justice. I'm from Pikeville, Kentucky. I'm with COLE Education Development Resource. We are a nonprofit that helps support education in K through 12 grades in our 12 county area within Eastern Kentucky.
And I'm Mitch Sava. I'm the VP of Innovation, Learning, and Engagement at the Museum of Life and Science in Durham, North Carolina. I'm passionate about helping kids, really people of all ages, unlock and unleash their innovative potential.
I'm Michael Stone with the Public Education Foundation in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm passionate about helping teachers reimagine what's possible in the classroom for students.
I'm Jared Arnett. I'm the executive director of Shaping Our Appalachian Region in Eastern Kentucky. And we believe there's a future in Appalachia.
I'm Jessica Lawson from Chicago, Illinois. I'm the community engagement director for WTTW, Chicago's public television station, and I am a lifelong PBS nerd.
I'm Robert Arts. I'm a professor of education and physics at the University of Pikeville in Eastern Kentucky, and I'm all about math and science outreach.
I'm Tracy Tackett from Eastern Kentucky. I'm passionate about teaching and helping teachers learn new STEM skills to implement in their classrooms.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cheney, Dean of the Technical Programs at Big Sandy Community and Technical College in Pikeville, Kentucky. And we are passionate about innovation and learning for all ages.
When I think about community, I think about neighborhoods, and not just because I love Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, but because communities or neighborhoods bring people together around families, around caregivers, around providers, around food and music and language and culture, and around shared expectations for what a community or a neighborhood should be.
Being able to be part of a group, a community of people, trying to enable our students in particular, but our citizens in general, to recognize and realize the potential that they have when given the opportunity.
I think for Chicago, we're a city that's known to be segregated and racist and has a lot of violence, but those are not the things that define us. And so I think just remembering that and lifting that up, but I think our organizational vision is a vision where we create a connected city.
When I think of community, I go back to where we work and where we live and the people we interact with. And the immediate thing that comes to mind is the word family. That's really what the community is about. It's a community of common interests, and sometimes you have disagreements, and sometimes you have to talk things out, and sometimes you're on the same page, but at the end of the day, you're still a family. You still have that passion for what drives you on a daily basis, and that's really where your connection comes from.
I'm a mom, so when I think about community, I think about my house and my kids and the people with whom we interact. And when I go to schools and talk to kids, that's what they're looking at. And as a PBS station, for us to be able to provide resources to help lift up communities is something that we're very proud of. It shows everybody how similar they are, despite how different they might be.
I think of the PBS member station system as a constellation of communities, and I think some of the dreams and hopes that we all have together is that our media powers up learning, that the media we're creating, the programs we run with our stations, actually empowering families and communities and teachers and students to take a hold of their own learning and to make their own dreams come true.
I really like the word community. I think it's one of those rare words that we have that in general gives us all a positive feeling inside. I think it's because community represents a sense of belonging. It's a piece of my identity. It might not be my entire identity, but it gives me a connection to others. It gives me a connection to a potential sense of purpose and a reason to be.